the Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
We'll take some more of that.
Some more what?
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
As we go to the eighth and the Brewers lead it 5-4, we will see the sidearm right-hander Tyler Rogers again. Brewers look to add on, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Jake Bowers leads off against Rogers, swing and a miss at a sinker, and it's 0-1. Rogers pitched last night. It's his 14th appearance of the year, a .73 ERA. A one pitch. He is a strike on the outside edge. That was a wide strike, and it's 0-2. See, Tyler Rogers with a .73 ERA, and your reaction is somebody scored on him. He's been pretty effective when the Brewers have seen him. The 0-2 pitch is low with a two-seam fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Bowers, Ortiz, Mitchell scheduled to hit against Tyler Rogers here in the top of the eighth inning. A 5-4 Brewers lead. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Swung through a slider. And Bowers down on strikes. One away for Joey Ortiz. Eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, wisconsin.org. And feel the power. Pitch to Ortiz is a swing and a miss on a sinker down and away, and 0-1. Because of the arm slot and where the ball is released at, for a right-handed hitter, even though that's a two-seam fastball, there's a strike on the low outside corner with a slider that time, and it's 0-2. It is anything but just a sinker. You know, it's coming from behind you. 0-2 pitch is fouled out of play first base side, stays at 0-2. It's finishing on the outside edge. So don't read into sinker and think like, well, yeah, it's just a fastball. A lot different than that for a right-handed hitter against Tyler Rogers. The pitch swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line. It's 0-2. It is so difficult to keep that shoulder closed. So tempted to open up and see the baseball better with where that release point is. Takes a lot of discipline to hit Rogers as a right-handed hitter. Swing and a miss. He chased the slider off the plate. And a pair of strikeouts to start up this eighth inning. So two down. And before Mitchell hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Five-four crew in the top of the eighth inning. Garrett Mitchell, a ground ball up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Mitchell, big turn at first, puts on the brakes. It is a two-out single for Garrett. So the Brewers have a two-out base runner. And the one thing you ought to be able to do a little bit on Rogers is run. And so we'll see if the Brewers try to get this running game going with the bottom of the order at the plate. Vinny Capra now the batter. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon from San Francisco. 5-4 crew. Rogers brings home the pitch, and Capra takes a strike. No movement from Mitchell. It's 0-1. Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Well, one pitch. There goes Mitchell. Pitch is outside. Throw to second is not in time. Garrett Mitchell in there with a stolen base. His second stolen base of the game. His third of the season. And the Brewers have a runner in scoring position now and a 1-1 count on Vinny Capra. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans, one name you trust. And the Brewers just bagged another donation from them to the Special Olympics Wisconsin. The 1-1 pitch. Capra checked on a pitch that missed outside. It's 2-1. I would be tempted to let Garrett try to swipe another one. Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. You never want to make that last out at third. I understand that, but because of how long it takes Rodgers to get to the plate with that delivery, and because of the bottom of the order up, maybe you force a ball into left field on the throw from Huff. Pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 2-2, and we've also seen Huff struggle to block some balls as well throughout this game. Get that runner at third, anything can happen. And he got him looking. Sinker on the outside corner. He strikes out Camper looking and strikes out three Brewers in the top of the eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth we go. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Jay.
Tyler Alexander is going to work the eighth inning for the Crew. This is his seventh appearance and his fourth appearance out of the bullpen this year for the Brewers. 1-1 of a 3.66 ERA over 19 and two-thirds innings. And Tyler Fitzgerald will lead off for San Francisco. Brewers with a 5-4 lead, bottom of the eighth. Alexander looking in and delivers. And a swing and a foul up the third base line. It's 0-1. It is the bottom third of the order for San Francisco. Fitzgerald, Huff, and Matos scheduled to hit, but Wilmer Flores has grabbed a bat, and he is in the on-deck circle for the Giants. He will hit for Huff. Pitch is high, and it's one ball and one strike. So this becomes a tough bottom of the third once you insert Flores in there, who's been one of the best hitters in this series. 1-1 is fouled out of play first base side. It's 1-2. Because Fitzgerald is not your typical seven-hole hitter. Fitzgerald hitting over 300. Had a great rookie campaign last year. So this will be a tough eighth inning to navigate for Tyler Alexander. 1-2 pitch to Fitzgerald, and he missed low with a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. Alexander looking in. The 2-2 pitch. Missed inside. Count goes full. It's 3-2. This is Alexander's inning. Trying to get this game to the ninth and let Trevor McGill slam the door, but three big outs for Tyler Alexander to get here. 3-2 pitch. Curveball hit foul over near the Giants' camera well, third base side. We do it again at 3-2. Fitzgerald is 0-for-3 today and 3-for-10 in the series. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Alexander. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside and he walked him. There have been a lot of walks in this game. That is the seventh walk issued by the Brewers. The Giants have issued five. And now Potawatomi Sportsbook trip to the mound as Chris Hook is out there to chat along with Eric Haas about the approach against Wilmer Flores, who's going to hit for Sam Huff. So danger zone time here. Flores has been really a tough customer in this series. 7-for-10 with a home run and 4 RBIs in this series. He has been one of the more productive hitters, frankly, in the National League. Among the league leaders in RBIs and home runs, 7 home runs, hit his 7th on Monday night to give the Giants the lead in what was a 2-2 ball game at the time in the 6th inning. So Alexander hoping he can get Flores to roll up a ground ball at one of his infielders here. You can double him up if he hits one on the ground. Look at first in the first pitch. A sweeper in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Made right here in Wisconsin. Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite, just like Usinger's. Made in Milwaukee and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. The 0-1. Instead, he'll throw to first, and back in time is Fitzgerald. Get that Pine River cheese spread. Put it on your Usinger brat. Maybe put it on your crackers as well. And then you have the dessert. That's the Cedar Crest. A look at first. And the 0-1 to Flores. He is outside of the changeup. He didn't chase it. It's 1-1. Trevor McGill getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. He's not worked a lot lately, so the Brewers could maybe ask him to get 4 or 5 outs in this game potentially. 1-1. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-2. Pat Murphy, the mantra, win tonight. And he may do everything he can to try to leave San Francisco with a split. That's what the Brewers are playing for here this afternoon. Alexander looks at first. And the 1-2 pitch to Flores missed inside, and it's 2-2. Matos is in the on-deck circle for San Francisco. Runner at first and nobody out. A 5-4 Brewers lead. Alexander looks at first. And the 2-2 to Flores. Breaking ball hit into right for a base hit. Fitzgerald on the run. He turns second on his way to third. Here's the throw from Frelick. It's cut off by Ortiz. And the Giants have him on the corners with nobody out. Flores, his 8th hit of the series. A pinch hit single. Tying run 90 feet away. Go ahead run at first, and now here's Luis Matos. It'll be Christian Kos to pinch run at first base for Flores to get a little extra speed out there for Bob Melvin. And the first two have reached against Tyler Alexander. In a game where the Brewers have very little margin for error, leading 5-4, but a lot of work to do to get out of this 8th inning. Matos 1-for-3 in this game. Alexander brings home the pitch, and he missed low with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Matos hitting just 162 on the season. He's a right-handed hitter against the lefty Alexander. 1-0 pitch. Missed outside. It goes to 2-0. It's a big one to get. If you can take care of Matos, then you still have the double play ball that could get you out of the inning at that point with Yastrzemski coming to the plate. And he doesn't want to lose Matos. 2-0 pitch is a ground ball. One hops Capra, looks the runner back to third, throws to first in time. Oh, what a play by Vinny Capra. That ball was smoked right at him. Koss will go to second on the play. He looked the runner back to third and froze him. And then threw across the diamond to first in time to get Matos, but Koss able to get to second, so the Brewers have to bring the infield in. And now here's Mike Yastrzemski. The pitch is a check swing foul over near the on-deck circle. It's 0-1. The only thing for Vinny is, could he have tried to go to second and get Fitzgerald? I don't know that you could have turned two after looking the runner back, but get the runner at second, and now you still have the double play opportunity. No balls and one strike on Yastrzemski. Alexander, the pitch, and it's fouled back towards us, headed towards our booth, and just below us, it's 0-2 on Yastrzemski. This might be it for Alexander. If he can take care of Yastrzemski, you might see McGill come in and face Willy Adames. Haas has to be able to block something behind the plate here on 0-2, trying to get Yastrzemski to chase the pitch. And he missed down and away with a sweeper. Yastrzemski didn't go after it. It's one ball and two strikes. Alexander, 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul and out of play, third base side. Stays at 1-2. Runners at second and third and one out. Brewers with a 5-4 lead. In the bottom of the eighth inning, this has been quite a series finale so far here today. Alexander looking in. And the 1-2 pitch to Yastrzemski is fouled back into the net. Ricochets off the net and caught by Adames, who fires it back into the stands to the fans. Alexander versus Yastrzemski, left versus left. Who will blink? Yastrzemski has two hits in the game. He's reached three times. Has a home run. 1-2 pitch, and he just got a piece of that sinker that ran in on him. That was way in, and somehow he got a piece of it to stay alive. It's 1-2 still on Yastrzemski. The infield still in. Koss can run. He's at second base. Fitzgerald is at third. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Turing has it. Comes home with it. Throws high. And sliding in there safely is Fitzgerald. The Giants have tied this game at 5. Kind of a slow tapper out to Turing. A great throw. Maybe they have a shot. But the throw is high, and Pat Murphy's out of the dugout. And that's going to be it for Tyler Alexander. So U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Trevor McGill coming into this game. U.S. Cellular, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. And reminded that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Yastrzemski drives in the game-tying run. We are tied at 5. Still just one out here in the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
We are tied at five, and there is just one out still in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Giants have runners on the corner, so there's still plenty of work to do to try to get out of this just tied. As Trevor McGill takes over on the mound, and he'll face his old teammate, Willie Adames. Leadoff walk to Tyler Fitzgerald. Then Wilmer Flores with a pinch hit, base hit to right. Matos grounded out. Yastrzemski reaches on the fielder's choice. And now runners down the corners, one away for Willie Adames. McGill brings home the pitch. And that is a strike right at the knees with a fastball at 99, and it's 0-1. Two big outs to get to try to keep this tied going to the ninth inning. 0-1 pitch. That is low, and it's 1-1 on Adames. You got the lefty Jung-Hoo Lee in the on-deck circle. McGill, the 1-1 pitch, and Adames took inside of the fastball at 100. It is 2-1. Wind has changed directions. It's blowing out to left now. Not a huge gust, but it is enough to help the baseball if you get it up in the jet stream a little bit. Certainly not going to hurt you. Koss is at third. Yastrzemski's at first. And McGill, looking in, brings home the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back into the net. Got a piece of 99, and it's 2-2. Adames with a hit today. Infield single back in the sixth inning that was originally scored an error, but they changed it. He is 1-for-3 with a walk in this game. McGill, 2-2 pitch. Missed high and the count is full. It's 3-2. Brewers led by as many as 5-2. A two-run home run by Chapman in the fifth. Made it a 5-4 game. That's what it was. Until the Giants pushing a run across here in the eighth to tie it at five. 3-2 pitch. Liner into left, coming in, making the catch. Oh no! Yelich dropped it, and then he fell down. Koss will score. Yastrzemski had to hold up. He ends up at second base. Yelich had it sized up. Somehow he ended up dropping it at the last second and then fell down. Falling down didn't cost him anything. He was getting ready to catch it and make a throw home, anticipating that Koss was going to tag up from third. It's 6-5 Giants and still just one out. So now here's Jung-Hoo Lee. Still work to do to get out of this inning. Yastrzemski at second, Adames at first. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. E7, of course, on Yelich. McGill looks at second, and the 0-1. Fly ball into shallow center. Racing in is Mitchell. He's underneath of it, makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. And that'll get Matt Chapman to the plate. Yoel Piops is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. If McGill doesn't take care of Chapman, that probably will be it for McGill. You don't want to burn him for the St. Louis series. Giants have played it 2 runs here in the 8th inning and come from behind to take a 6-5 lead. Camilo Duvall is getting loose in the Giants bullpen as Chapman takes a strike at its 0-1. Brewers will have Haas, Terang, and Frelick scheduled to hit in the 9th. As we told you, they have pinch hit options as well. McGill's 0-1. Curveball missed high, and it's 1-1 on Chapman. One pitch swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. Well, the one thing I would say on the air on Yelich, it's no guarantee, even if he makes that catch, that the score is not still 6-5. I mean, Koss is fast, he's tagging. That's going to be a tough guy to cut down at the plate. Swing and a miss. Chapman strikes out, and the inning is over. So while it feels big, the situation in all likelihood very well still is 6-5, even if he makes that catch.
I think it should have been a sacrifice fly. They didn't score it that way, but no. I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely. 6-5 as we go to the 9th. Last chance for the crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Gina. Did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft. Right, Wildy?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 4/30/2025.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, we go to the 9th inning, and the Giants now with a 1-run lead to protect, and Camilo Duvall pitching for the 3rd time in the last 4 days for San Francisco. He closed out their other 2 wins in this series. And Caleb Durbin is going to pinch hit for Eric Haas here in the 9th. Duvall came in and got the last 2 outs of last night's game after their closer Ryan Walker could not get out of the inning. And the first pitch from Duvall is down and away with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Durbin was hit by a pitch by Walker in the 9th inning last night. And pinch hitting for Haas here, trying to get the Brewers their leadoff man on here in the 9th inning. Duvall's pitch down and away. It's 2-0. And throwing strikes has always been an issue for Duvall. When he's throwing strikes, he's a tough customer. But if he's not throwing strikes, he'll give you some free passes. 2-0 pitch to Durbin. That's down and away. It's 3-0. You would absolutely love to get the leadoff man on here. Durbin's taking one here, maybe taking two against Camilo Duvall. 6-5 Giants here in the ninth inning. Duvall's 3-0 pitch is down and away, and it's a leadoff walk to Durbin. In a game full of walks, why wouldn't there be another leadoff walk here in the top of the ninth? Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now here's Bryce Terang. Terang, 1-for-3 today. He's been on a pair of times. Had a walk back in the first inning and came around and scored. Duvall brings home the pitch, and that's high. It's 1-0. He has yet to throw a strike. And now Willie Adames coming in to try and chat with Duvall and try to calm him down, as Patrick Bailey has entered the game at catcher for San Francisco since Huff was pinch hit for with Flores in the bottom of the eighth inning. One ball and no strikes on Terang. Duvall brings home the pitch, squaring the bunt, pulls the bat back, took low. It's two balls and no strikes. It's been six pitches, six out of the zone from Duvall here in the ninth inning. Brewers might be taking until he finally gives him a strike. Duvall, 2-0 pitch. And that is a strike at the very top of the zone, and he gets a sarcastic cheer from the crowd here at Oracle Park. It's 2-1. Duvall looking in. Durbin was dancing away from first and then hustled back to the bag as Duvall threw over there and tried to pick him off. Two balls and one strike is the count. Duvall, the pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 2-2. Durbin gets his lead from first. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball left center field. This is playable. That is Matos underneath of it, makes the catch, and there's one away. And that'll get Frelick to the plate. Frelick today has driven in a run, officially 1-for-4. Duvall brings home the pitch, and Sal took inside. It's 1-0. Frelick has faced Duvall two previous times. He has a hit against him. He is 1-for-2 with a double. Durbin taking off the pitch, swung on and lifted in the air to shallow left. Matos, sunglasses on, underneath of it, makes the catch. And there's two away. And here's Yelich, who made the final out of last night's game, striking out against Duvall. I should say grounding out against Duvall last night. And as the fans here at Oracle Park to their feet, Giants trying to take 3 of 4. Two outs, runner at first, top of the ninth inning. Duvall spins and throws to first, and Durbin is back in time. The walk by Durbin, by the way, the first time he's come to the plate this year and not put the ball in play. He had not struck out or walked other than the hit batter last night. Pitch to Yelich. He is low. Maybe a touch inside. One ball and no strikes on Christian. Hoskins in the on-deck circle for the crew, hoping he gets a crack. 1-0 pitch. Yelich took inside. Two balls and no strikes. Duvall really struggling to throw strikes so far here in this outing. 2-0 pitch is a ground ball foul up the first baseline. That was a strike right down the middle of the cut fastball. It's 2-1. He's thrown 14 pitches. Only 5 have been strikes so far here in this outing for Camilo Duvall. Two-one is a liner into center down for a base hit. Durbin will stop at second. And the Brewers have first and second and two away for Rhys Hoskins. So the Brewers making noise in the ninth just like they did last night. And J.P. Martinez, the pitching coach, is on his way out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound to talk things over with Camilo Duvall. Hoskins and then Bowers would be scheduled to hit after Hoskins. And again, Duvall just struggling to throw strikes more than anything. He has not been in the zone much, and so it's given the Brewers a free pass with Durbin, some friendly counts as well. And the Brewers making it interesting. They've got the tying run in scoring position now in the form of Caleb Durbin as Martinez out there chatting with Camilo Duvall and the rest of the Giants infield. And he's thrown 15 pitches so far here in this ninth inning. So Hoskins climbs into the box. Rhys swinging it as well as any Brewer right now. Two hits today. He's reached 3 times. He's officially 2-for-3. The pitch swung on and lifted into center. It's playable. Lee coming in underneath of it makes the catch. And the Giants will hold on and win here this afternoon by a final score of 6-5. Giants take 3 of 4 in this series. And the Brewers will get on a plane and head to St. Louis. Looking to get back in the W column tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. 6-5 your final. Giants come from behind in the finale to take this one here today. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup, troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info@WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Homs Tire, Westman Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, the Brewers had it for a moment, but the Giants had the comeback in store for them here today.
Yeah, they went 3 of 4, coming from behind multiple runs down in 2 of those 3 victories that they got in the series. It was 5-2 Brewers, but the Giants scored the final 4 unanswered. Win at 6-5. They get only 7 hits in that victory. Meanwhile, the Brewers 5 runs on 9 hits. There were a total of 18 left on base in this game, 10 by the Giants. Tyler Rogers, who pitched that scoreless 8th inning, gets his 2nd win of the year. He's 2-0. And Tyler Alexander gave up the 2 losing runs in the bottom of the 8th. He falls to 1-2. Camilo Doval, who at the moment you'd have to assume has taken over the closing duties for these Giants from Ryan Walker, he saved all 3 wins in the series, Lane. How about that? 5 saves on the year now for Doval. Took 2 hours and 50 minutes to play today's game in front of 28,592. And the team with the 3rd best record in the majors, the Giants, they win a competitive series, but they win it 3-1. We'll come back and get you ready for a series in the Central against the Cardinals coming up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Did your home suffer damage from a storm or severe weather? Don't stress any longer. Loyal Family Renovations treats all of its customers like they've joined their personal family, and every project as if the work was being done at their own house. Loyal Family Renovations has a leg up on the competition due to the personal relationships they've built with insurance adjusters over the years. Loyal Family is family owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today to get your free home inspection. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here today. We'll be back with you, though, tomorrow from St. Louis. On Deck Show, built by Menards, will get underway at 6:40. The game will follow at 7:15. Game 1 of a 3-game series, Brewers and Cardinals. Chad Patrick will go for the crew. It will be left-hander Matthew Liberatore for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show coming up. Again, the final score here this afternoon, Giants 6 and the Brewers 5. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Who's looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better. Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large fountain beverage, large fry, regular shake, or regular Wisconsin cheese curds. Prices vary by item from $1 to $2 a piece. Make it better and make it your own way. Now that's a better deal. For further details or to order, go to CousinsSubs.com or on the mobile app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available online at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your quick rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seedbed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brewers took a 5-2 lead in San Francisco after four innings this afternoon, but they did not score in the final five innings. They had chances, just couldn't get that extra run, and then the Giants end up scoring the final four, and they broke their hearts today, 6-5. This is a tough one. San Francisco wins the series 3 out of 4. Welcome to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Tonight's the night at Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex. What's going on at the Sportsbook tonight? That draft is about to begin up in Green Bay. Hope everybody has fun following along with it tonight. We'll get you the recap of this one and prepare you for the first meeting of the season with the rival St. Louis Cardinals that begins at Busch Stadium tomorrow night. Well, don't forget, after this season-long 10-game road trip, the Brewers' next homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. Begins a week from tomorrow, May 2nd, against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. The Brewers have lost three of their four road series this season. They fall to 4-9 in road games. They've been so good. They've had a couple of winning homestands, but these have been tough opponents. At the Yankees, you won a series in Colorado, and now back-to-back series losses against NL West opponents, the Diamondbacks and the Giants. And we know how tough this National League West is. Brewers, in those three series against the West, ended up going 4-6 in 10 games. Still got six more to go on this season-long road trip. We will get into the scoreboard when we come back here to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the Ideas Gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love.
Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hey.
Brewers fall 6-5. A heartbreaker today at Oracle Park as the Giants win 3-4 in this series. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, the Brewers have hit 25 homers. None the last two games, though. That means $2,500 donated to Hunger Task Force, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Josh Maurer back with you. Only one other game in the Central Division, and it's going to be the Pirates trying to sweep the Angels later today. 7:30 Central. Game three of that set after Pittsburgh's won the first two. Carmen Majinski on the hill for the 10-15 Pirates. The Pirates have actually tied the Cardinals in the overall record. They're each 10-15. Cardinals off. Brewers are going there for the three-game series at Busch that begins tomorrow night. That comes after St. Louis just had a 1-6 road trip through the Mets and the Braves. We'll get you more on the Cardinals coming up later on here in the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Cubs also off today after a two-game sweep of the Dodgers at Wrigley. They got a well-deserved day off, and now they're three games ahead of the Brewers in the Central. Philadelphia going to Wrigley to continue that long Cubs homestand this weekend. Time for the home run distance recap. The home run that's the longest thus far this season by the Brewers was at Coors Field a couple of weeks ago. Christian Yelich had a 465-foot blast. It's brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Brewers fall 6-5. The Giants score the final four runs to come back and win it, and we'll get you the recap after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
A.
6-5 Giants, the come-from-behind win. Two of their three wins this series, they came from multiple runs behind. Remember Monday, the Brewers had that early home run from Caleb Durbin to take a 2-0 lead. San Francisco ended up winning 5-2. Today, the Brewers had a 5-2 lead of their own, but San Fran scored the final four. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Don't forget, it's not too late to get your seat at the Sportsbook tonight to watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Not just tonight, but also in the second and third day of that draft. You can enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook this weekend. Big weekend back in Wisconsin. Today's highlights are presented by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you, the Brewers. Finally able to get Tobias Myers back onto the active roster. So good to have Tobias back healthy. He was on a rehab assignment the last couple of weeks and made his season debut today. They gave him a run in the first inning on a Yelich sack fly, but then he gave it right back on a Jung-Hoo Lee RBI double in the bottom of the frame. Brewers then scored again against Landon Roop, manufactured a run when Roop threw a two-out wild pitch. Garrett Mitchell scored the second run in the second inning. It was 2-1. But then again, Myers gave it back in the third. This time, Mike Yastrzemski hit a leadoff home run. Tobias wasn't as sharp as I'm sure he would like to be, perhaps understandably so. He was falling behind a lot of batters, ended up walking four. But he did make it through four innings of work and a grind. There were four hits, four walks, but he gave up just those two runs. And the Brewers gave him a lead again in the fourth inning against Roop. Joey Ortiz led off with a single, and then with one out, Vinny Capra walked. There was a wild pitch that moved Ortiz to third, so they were on the corners for Eric Haas, the number nine batter. First pitch, he's going to bunt. He bunts up the third baseline. It'll score the run. Chapman on the run, fields and throws to first, and it's not caught by Lamont Wade. Oh, it went off his glove, and it rolls down to the sidewall. Rounding third, here comes Capra, and the throw to the plate not in time. Two runs score. Okay, so the Brewers scored two. Let me tell you what happened there. There was a squeeze bunt and an RBI for Haas. And then the throw by Chapman to the first baseman, Wade, which, as I said, was not caught, ruled an E3. That scored the second run on the play. The Brewers led it 4-2. And then Sal Frelick, a couple of batters later, an RBI ground out, scored Haas. And they led 5-2. But after that, Milwaukee did not score again over the final five innings. They only got three more hits. Giants bullpen was great all series, really. That was the difference in this series, aside from some uncharacteristically sloppy defense that Milwaukee played, especially in games 3 and 4. The Brewers had plays that they generally make. They did not. It was the Giants' bullpen that was brilliant, and they had four relievers today combine after Landon Roop to throw scoreless baseball, and the Giants got a two-run home run in the fifth from Matt Chapman to get within one and scored two in the bottom of the eighth off of Tyler Alexander to win it 6-5. So the Giants win 3 of 4. When I come back, I'll get you ready for the series in St. Louis. It'll be only the second divisional series of the season for the crew thus far. They'll take on a struggling St. Louis bunch for the next 3 days. We'll tell you about the pitching matchup in Game 1 after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Addish & Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit addishandjones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addish & Jones. AddishandJones.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin.
Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
The Movers.
Is game two from the starter, Tobias Myers. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at OrthoWisconsin.com. Well, you just try to flush this series. Brewers have had to play three straight road series out west. Now they're going to get back into their own division. A little bit more comfortable surroundings. You'll be in St. Louis and Chicago for the next week. And it starts with three games against the Redbirds tomorrow.